非常感谢神，我也很非常激动啊。
Well, that I was very excited and thankful for all the testimony we heard from the brothers.
我刚才分享中分享说，我还在一直奇怪，为什么总是提我的名字呢？
And I was kind of wondering why Fu Sang always mentioned my name.
我原来也告诉大家，原来我数数数错了。
Was it because I counted wrong?
所以回顾2025年呢、啊，我犯下很多错误，说过很多错话。
Thinking about 2025, I made a lot of wrong things or said the wrong words.
也做过很多傻事情。
Maybe some stupid thing.
所以每年这个时候，我就是要就是准备一个很短的信息。我就在想，哎呀，今年我为什么事情感恩呢？我好像这一年做了很多蠢事情。
Every this time I have to prepare a short message, so I was thinking about for what I should give thanks because it seems this year I did a lot of foolish thing.
然后圣诞节又提醒我，我数数都数错。基本上我每年都是这样啊，一想，哎呀，这一年怎么？哎呀，说错那么多话，做错那么多事，哎呀。
And Fu Sang just mentioned one of the things I did wrong, kind of the box wrong. And so every year I was kind of always thinking about so many things, word I got wrong or things I got wrong.
但是呢，也很感谢神啊，就是我这个人，脸皮比较厚，我觉得这一点也是，可能是为此要感谢神。
And that I'm okay. I will just I have a thick skin, so I give thanks God to God.
后来我就在想，哎呀，我去年那么多事情，就是说错那么多话呀，做错那么多事啊，有时候也经常就是也受到一些负面的一些否定啊，基本上都是这样。然后为什么我就很难去向神感恩呢？
And I was thinking about sometimes I kind of meditate that even though I say wrong word or did the wrong thing, or maybe get negative response, why I'm kind of pretty hard to give thanks to God.
后来我就明白，哦，原来我已经接受了这个世界上的一个规则。
And then I come to realize somehow I kind of take into the rule of this world.
这个世界上有一个爱的规则。
And this world has the law of love.
你只有完美才可以被爱。
You only will be perfect, then you'll be loved.
你说错话，你当然要被否定了。
If you say some wrong word, obviously get negative response.
你做错事，那当然要被刑罚呀。
If you do something wrong, you'll be suffer the consequence.
所以这个世界的标准就是这样啊！你想要被大家看见，你想要被大家尊重，你想要被大家认可，你首先要变得更好、完美。
So that's this world how the world operates. If you want to acknowledge from people and people seeing you, and you have to become better.
人们就说啊，你要变得更巧、更聪明。你要变得更 nice， 哎，人们就会接受你。
And you're better, nicer, and smarter, and then people will take you.
如果你不是这个样子，那你就应该受到别人的忽视、藐视、否定。
If you're not like this, then you deserve whatever the neglect from the people.Negative response from the people.
其实我不知不觉的，其实我也接受这样的规则。哦，原来我有很多事情我做错，很多事情我很多话我说错啊，我这人身上很多毛病，我有什么好感恩的呢
？So unconsciously, I also like taking to such a role that thinking about because I say so many bad wrong word, did wrong thing, and so what can I give a thanks?
所以这个世界一直告诉我们，你要完美，你才可以被爱的。
Because this world has been told us all the time that you could be perfect, then you'll be loved.
其实我很多人可能像我一样，活在一种焦虑当中，活在一种焦虑当中。
So because of this, many people, maybe like me, is just living a status like a worries.
哎呀，我够不够好啊？ 做错事情呢？
Maybe I'm not good enough, or did I do anything right? Everything right?
啊，别人怎么看我呀
？How do other people view me?
啊，别人怎么想我呀
？How do people look at me? Think of me?
啊，你只有表现得足够好啊，人家才能够接受你啊。
And you have to be like perform good and enough, then other people will accept you.
啊，这就是所谓世界爱的规则。你只有完美，你才可以被爱。
That's so-called the world's love, love. You're perfect and you deserve love.
但这个所谓世界爱的规则，让这个世界变成一个非常没有爱的地方。
But because of this new love of this world and make this world become much less of love.
啊，我们就要装的要完美。
Because everyone pretend to be perfect.
啊，我装的，我不要说错事，我不要说错话。
Try to not say a wrong word, do the wrong thing.
然后在社交媒体上都放上修饰的照片。
And in our social media, we put some pictures after Photoshop something.
包装好自己。
And try to package ourselves.
那么这样的一个所谓爱的规则。结果让这个世界变得非常的没有爱，一个世界让人害怕的地方。
Because of this so-called love of this world, and make this world is that people afraid of to be in this world.
人与人之间不是爱的关系，而是一个试图讨好或者被讨好。
So people and people relationship is no longer is by love, but try to please the other side.
每个人都渴望爱，但是每个人更害怕失去爱。
Everyone desire for love, but also more fear of lost love.
得到了爱之后呢，可能有快乐，但是带来更大的恐惧，生怕哪一天失去了。
If for that law and this law we gain some love, but it will bring an even bigger fear, a fear that someday we will lose it.
如果我哪天又说错话，又做错事，那怎么办呢？
So if we run into a situation, we do say one word and did one thing, say what? Now what?
其实这是因为我们根本就忘记了，或者不认识什么才是真正的爱。
So I think these things is like we forgot or we don't know what the true love is.
当我们说你只有完美，你只有变得更好，你才可以被爱。当我们这样说的时候，这样想的时候，我们已经不知道什么是爱。
When we say or think you're only better, you're only perfect, then we can be loved, and that means we know what the true love is.
圣经告诉我们，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
And the Bible teaches us that this we know love because He laid down His life for us.
我们什么时候才知道是什么是真正的爱呢？我们看到耶稣基督为我们舍命。
So when do we know what's the true love? Is when we see that Jesus laid down of His life for us.
那耶稣是在什么时候为我们舍命呢？是我们还做罪人的时候为我们舍命。
When Jesus actually laid down His life for us is the time we are still sinner and He laid down His life for us.
这才是真正的爱。
And that's the true love.
所以我在想，我要为什么事情感谢神呢
？So I'm thinking, for what I should give thanks to God?
因为神爱我，爱一个不完美的我。
Because God loved me, love an imperfect me.
爱一个我常常说错话，常常做错事，爱一个罪人的。
And love me a sinner, and I say wrong words all the time, do the wrong thing all the time.
这不是这个世界上的爱。
This is not the love of this world.
这是从神来的爱。
It's the love from God.
这是我向神感恩的最根本的原因。
And this is this is the fundamental reason this season I give thanks to God.
啊，虽然我可能每天都在犯错，我可能每天都在做错事，我心里可能很多时候都有很多神不喜悦的地方，但是神爱我。
And maybe I say wrong words, do wrong things every day, or even inside myself, I have something that God don't like, but God loved me.
但他爱我，甚至爱到一个地步，当我还是罪人的时候，当我还是以他为敌的时候，他为我舍命。
And He loved me to the degree that even we are the sinner, we are enemy of God. He loved us. He laid down His life for us.
这就是主耶稣爱的规则。
And this is the law of Jesus Christ, the law of love of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣爱的规则不是说啊，你要变得完美才爱你，不是的。
Jesus didn't say you need to become perfect, then I love you.
那是世界这样告诉我们。
That's the world told us.
但这不是真正的爱。
But that's not true love.
真正的爱是在主耶稣在十字架上所彰显出来。
The true love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross.
所以我非常感谢神，啊，神爱我。
So I greatly, very much thank God because He loved me.
啊，神赐给我一个我非常爱的工作，就是在教会里服侍。
And give me a work that I enjoy and love very much, serve at the church.
我不知道弟兄姊妹来到教会，你们是什么样的感受？我来到教会，我也非常喜乐，我觉得这是我最自由的地方。
I don't know how do you feel when you come to church, and me, I'm very joyful because that's the place I feel the most liberated and place.
我也希望弟兄姊妹来到这里，这也是你最自由的地方。
And I hope that everyone, brother and sister, when you come to here, this is the place that full of freedom and liberation for you.
因为这个地方不是因为你完美你才可以得到爱，不是的，因为你是罪人，我们来这里。我们得到神的爱。
Because this place is not because you're perfect, so you got come here to get love, but because we're sinner, we come here and we have the love of God.
这个世界上很多地方你去都是有门槛的。
And there's a lot of places in this world. If you go there, you need to meet some standard.
啊，你要到达这个标准，到达那个要求，别人才接受你。
You have to reach that, so that people can take you in.
但是我们来到主耶稣基督面前来，我们就坦然无惧来到耶稣面前来，因为神爱世人，神爱罪人。
But when we come to Jesus Christ into the without fear, because God loved the world.
我们来到这里，我们不需要变得另外一个样子。
And we don't need to become another of us to come here.
啊，那么感谢神。我们在耶稣基督里面，我们得到真正的自由和释放。
Thank God that in Jesus Christ we are truly liberated.
因为耶稣爱我们，我们在耶稣的爱里面，我们就愿意活出他所喜悦的样子。
Because Jesus loves us, and because He loves us, in His love, we're willing to live a life that pleases Him.
圣经中有一句话叫做“爱里没有惧怕”。
In the Bible, there is a saying that in love there is no fear.
我常常在想，我们到底最惧怕什么呢
？And I was thinking about that. What do we fear the most?
因为最怕就是死了。我们有弟兄做见证，你最怕不过就是死。但是我们死了，耶稣为我们在天上预备地方，所以没什么好怕。
And of course, we say our most fear of course of death. Like one of our brothers just gave a testimony here. He said, "Well, for us, it's nothing to afraid of it because Jesus prepared a place for us in heaven."
我们真正最怕就是死。
Was that the best? Is that what we most fear?
我相信，其实对很多人来说，我们最怕的是失去爱。
And I think a lot of people probably we think most fear is a fear loss of love.
我们最怕的就是失去爱，这就是我们都在那里焦虑，我们都在那里焦虑，生怕失去别人对我们的认可，失去别人对我们的喜欢。我们很多的焦虑，我们很怕失去爱。
So in today's society, we have a lot of worries. Worries how the people look at us, whether they will take us, whether they value us, and all those worry actually essentially is we worried loss of love.
但是耶稣告诉我们，我们不会失去他对我们的爱。
But Jesus told us we will not lose His love towards us.
我们在耶稣基督的爱里面，我们没有惧怕，我们不会再惧怕失去耶稣对我的爱。
Because in the love of Jesus Christ, the Bible said we don't have a fear. We don't fear that we will lose the love of Jesus Christ towards us.
当我有这样永不失去的主耶稣基督的爱，我就巴不得活出一个他真正喜悦的样子。我不是出于恐惧，不是出于害怕，而是出于喜乐和自由。
Once I have this never lost love, then I have a strong desire and a drive to live a life that pleases God. That not because of a fear, but because of love.
这就是在耶稣基督里面一个爱的规则。
And this is in Christ, the law of love.
当我们还是罪人的时候，他就为我们死，耶稣的爱在此向我们显明。
While we're still sinners, He died for us, and God demonstrates love.
我们在信靠耶稣基督的人，我们得到这样的爱，这个爱你永远不会惧怕失去，爱里再也没有惧怕了。
And when we trust Jesus Christ, we are in this love, and we don't have a fear of lost such a love, because in love we don't have a fear.
所以我们就坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So we can come to the presence of God without fear.
我们就用爱来回应神的爱。
And we use our love to respond to God's love.
好，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文，约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen together.
约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。神爱我们所有的人。
God loves all of us.
你不用变得完美。
You don't have to become perfect.
你不用达到一个什么样的标准。
You don't have to reach certain standards.
神就爱我们。
God loves us.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And gave his only begotten son to us.
他就爱我们，他就爱我们到底。
He loves us and loves us to the very end.
所以感谢神，因为我们都得到主耶稣这样的一个爱。
So thank God, may we all have such a love from Jesus Christ.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你在我们还是罪人的时候，你就爱我们。
Thank you, we are still sinners, you love us.
主耶稣道成肉身来到世上，担负世人罪，担负我们的罪，死却死在十字架上。
Jesus, word become flesh, come to this world, to bear our sin, died and died on the cross.
让我们一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever trusts him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
我们愿神啊，让我们真正的能够看见主耶稣在十字架上所彰显的这样的一个无条件的爱。
May God let us see the unconditional love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross.
让我们真正在这爱中不再有惧怕。
And in this love, we have no fear.
让我们在这爱中成为新造的人。
In this love, and we become a new creation.
让我们的行事为人能够与我们所从主耶稣所得的恩典得到的爱能够相称。
And so our work, our life is worthy of the love and grace we have from Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.